we're grateful and thankful for so many things. Thank you for all of our monetary gifts that you use and participate with so that this little church could continue to share that good news with others and with the community. So we thank you for that. We thank you for the gifts of service. The many things that happen around here is because of people being faithful and do things. And, you know, it's just like ministering angels. The next thing you know, something that we thought needed to be done is already done. So it was really great. The other thing that we're thankful for is for our freedoms. Stan gave this to me some time ago, and there's still some back there on the table. And if you've never, for a long time, I say never, because most all of us know a little bit about the Declaration of Independence, but if you've never really read it, take one of these home. And in here is the Magna Carta, which is basically most of our stuff was based on. The Call to Arms, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution's in here. Excerpts from the Federalist Papers, number 10. And excerpts from George Washington's Farewell Address. Now, I know you'll probably see a lot of this stuff referred to over the weekend on television as we celebrate that thing. Washington's Farewell Address is just incredible. And also Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, all in this little book. It's worthwhile picking up. To have for your own personal edification. Father, we thank and praise you for this day. Thank you for the many blessings that you have allowed us to participate in and benefit from the little church here at Bethel and the other people that bless this little church too. We thank you that we live in a country where we can still worship in freedom, and we thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.